Well, hey folks, how are you doing? Happy Saturday. Coming to you live-ish from Liverpool. Really busy here today. And put a little coffee and have a break. Good. Today's Saturday. This weekend, having a easy-ish day today. Tomorrow I'm going to be in Manchester, in Oldham in the morning. I'll try and put the details below and on my website as well. With a great church there, and then Sunday afternoon I'm going to be back here in Liverpool, in Bootle, the outskirts of Liverpool, doing a service there, I believe about 2:30, so if you're in the area, I'd love to see you there. Hey, for my friends back in New England, I've got Raymond Williams speaking at Sturbridge Worship Centre tomorrow. Service starts 10 a.m. and Linda Halpert will be leading an outdoor service in Norwalk, Connecticut, at 3 p.m. under the bandstand on Norwalk Common. Boom. Those are my little ads. Hey, check out some of the links below. Got some new things coming there soon. But yeah. Well, I was just watching. We just had a big anti-Israel parade go by here. And no, not for that. Yeah, interesting days. So just here's a quick thought as well. I've been thinking today that you know, it's so interesting when you look back at revival movements, whether we're talking about great big historical revival movements, churches that move into revival, or frankly just our own personal walk with God. History tells us one thing: it's really hard to sustain revival. I know people don't want to admit this, and yet it's still true. There's a letter, I have a book, you know, one of the many books, probably not by John G. Lake, but collections of John G. Lake's sermons and messages and writings, etc. And one of the books that I have actually begins with Lake musing about Azusa Street 20 years on. So Lake was one of the original guys, William Seymour, others who were at, you know, at or visited the early days of Azusa Street. And Lake, you know, Lake talked 20 years on of just about the raw power of God that was visible in those meetings, you know, the kind of thing where William Seymour would be, have his head like buried in his lap behind a crate he'd used as a pulpit. You know, it was kind of the thing where people were afraid to open their eyes in case their eyeballs would be burned out by the glory of God. And yet Lake wrote 20 years later, and at this time again, Lake's still got an amazing ministry, planted thousands of churches, seeing the sick heal. This is the healing room, Spokane, Washington time. But Lake writes and he says, I don't know any of us who are walking in the power of God that we were then. He says, like, you know, some people have walked away. Most are still walking with God. Most are still preaching Pentecost, if you will. But he said, I don't know anybody walking in that raw power of God. And, you know, really most movements are like that. It's harder to look back in history, but if you look at historical movements, you see Wesley, you know, the same thing. And look where the Methodist Church is by and large today. I know there are some good Methodists, but as a denomination, they've completely left Jesus and are preaching nonsense. And on and on and on we go. You know, most Pentecostal churches are very, very respectable. Maybe they speak in tongues, but they look more like Baptists with tongues at times. And same thing's true, whatever movement you are in. I was just listening today, walking around Liverpool, to a message by Norval Hayes in really at the height of the Word of Faith movement in probably the late 70s, early 80s. And just, you see that just raw power of God, people screaming, demons coming out of people as he preached, just power, power, power. And again, I'm not saying this to criticize anybody. Word of Faith, great, but I don't see that same power. I could say the same thing about Vineyard, Toronto, Brownsville, all of these kind of moves. And here's my little thought for you today. I'm really sure this is true. How do we keep in that place of revival? I think it's actually really simple. I'd say it's all about hunger. I think revival gets born if there's one consistent thing I've seen, whether in individuals or groups or nations. It's like hunger pulls something from heaven to earth. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for those of the kingdom of God. It's like people who are just hungering after God. The church I grew up in, about 12 miles from where I am today, used to have a great big scripture blazoned across the front. Psalm 107, 9, I believe it is. I was going to say 20, but that's, he sent his word and healed him. Psalm 107:9, I believe it's 9, says he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry with good things. And there's a paradox here. I want you to see this really quickly, that when you're really, really hungry for God, you end up really, really satisfied. But the danger is, when you're really, really satisfied, you stop being really, really hungry. Think about that Selah moment while I drink my coffee. I'm trying to say that again. When you get really hungry for God, you end up getting really satisfied. But when you get really satisfied, it doesn't have to be that way, but the natural tendency is it stops you being hungry. The danger, like the frog in the water thing about being hungry, the real danger is you don't notice you're not hungry anymore. You know, that's why the Bible warns us against things. The Bible doesn't warn us against being rich, being blessed, but money, for instance, has a power to kind of dull your soul. That's why fasting is so great. And, you know, there are times when you're blessed. It's what Jesus said in Revelation. You say, I'm rich, I'm increased of goods. Life is good, baby. I lack nothing. And he's like, Jesus says, from my perspective, from heaven, you're poor, miserable, naked, and blind. What does he say? Buy of me gold, tried in the fire. What is that gold? You know, you can put many spins on that, but I think part of it is just that hunger after God. One of the heroes of mine would be Smith Wigglesworth. The reason for that is he died really well. He ended really well. He didn't burn it out, he burned up. And yet to the very end of his life, he'd constantly be saying, I'm the hungriest man you ever met. If you look at the life of Wigglesworth, he actually went through all of these different revival movements, Methodist, Salvation Army, Pentecostal, and yet he wouldn't allow them to be he wouldn't allow the movement, the denomination, the grouping to be the high watermark of his own walk with God. If you think about it, he really allowed his own hunger to be his own high water mark with God. When we stop getting hungry after God, we'll spend our life, at least in 2021, on social media, trying to be wise, judging others, putting out statements like this and that, like this. You know, my point is, let's park in that place of hunger. It's never too late to renew your hunger. You can choose to be hungry. You can choose, no matter how much you have, to say, God, I want more of you. And again, most of you know that, but the issue, when we're crying out for hunger, it's not that we're saying, God, give more, and God's like, no, I don't want to. What we're really doing when we're being hungry is saying, God, break through the satisfied part of me, break through the fallow ground of my heart. Lord, break up everything in me which is really hindering what you want to do. Hunger has much less to do with God giving than it has to do with you and I receiving. So, I think God wants us in these concentric circles of hunger, satisfaction. At one level, I want to be the most satisfied person you've ever met because I've drank of the living water that satisfies my soul. And another, I'm always like vacillating between this pole of God, but I want more. Completely satisfied, but I want more. Completely satisfied, and I want more. Boom. Hope that helps. Hey, enjoy your Saturday wherever you're at. Be with your church tomorrow. Don't be a ozo in the kingdom, homeless person in the kingdom of God. Find your family, find that church to plug into. If you're here in the UK, join me if you can tomorrow in Liverpool and Manchester. I'm going to be doing a healing service, I believe, tomorrow. So really looking forward to bring the blind and the deaf and those who can't walk. And let's see the Lord do some great miracles. Love you guys and cheering you on your walk. Bye for now.